perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. 2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are 3. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk, the official OPT network. CJ in the Boom Boom Room, along with KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners of the Susan G. Komen 2013 Race for the Cure. Louisiana, the town of Cheneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Cheneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup. Real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services, Sylvia's Caring Companions health care services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular? Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and you already know that's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. You know what? When I say the word official, DC, I just want to dig.
Dig deep.
Yes. Can you
the
feel
the original network?
Yes, indeed. You know, it makes me want to just go really, really deep. And I want to get really, really big. You guys, I hope that you feel all of this good, positive energy that we are sending right your way. It's Friday, you already know. And it's 7:43 a.m. Central Standard, 8:43 Eastern for all of our people that are listening via our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. Good morning and welcome. You already know it's Friday night. Well, it's not Friday night. It's Friday morning, but it's time for high school football. Yeah, I know. But before I tell you about that, let me remind you. Kids are trying to get to school. School buses, school zones, they're in effect, and school kids until 9 a.m. Make sure... Sometimes I know I say this and I say, make sure you give yourself enough time to get there. But sometimes those precarious things happen in the morning, those things that you really just have no control over and you're just rushing even though you don't want to rush and you know you need to slow down. But I'm going to ask you to just stay engaged. Have that sort of panoramic view that you're looking, you're watching the road, but you're watching everything else that's going on so that you help keep everybody safe. Make sure that you help our crossing guards, our school bus drivers, and our resource officers. They work really, really hard to make sure that our kids get to school safely. Remember, school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. Now for the next thing. It's week 6 of high school football. And, you know, I was thinking about this, and I said, what is it, Carlette, that excites you about Friday night football so much? Well, even before our son was playing, you know, of course, he's in the ninth grade, so he really doesn't necessarily play on Friday night. They have the junior varsity in the ninth grade. But there's just something so electric about high school football. It is an energy that is in the air. And I said to DC about 3 weeks ago, maybe 4 weeks ago, I said, you know, I'm so excited to see bands, high school bands coming back and seeing some of the incredible work that they're doing to bring back high school bands. Excuse me, I'm drinking my green tea and getting ready. But, you know, for a long time, we had stopped seeing high school football marching bands on the field at halftime. And we have seen some really, really great bands. And so even if you have kids in high school or not, it is a great opportunity to go out and support those kids that are performing on the football field, our cheerleaders, our dance lines, our athletes. You know what? Just go out and support that. It just makes all the difference for our kids. And so that's just food for thought. And if you're not doing something to help someone else, what are you really, really doing? I don't know, but I just wanted to say that. And we try to support everything that we can to be the difference maker. And sometimes you think one person won't be the difference maker. Well, you know what? You're sadly mistaken. So get out and support something. Find something that you can feel passionate about and just do it. Well, you know, today is Friday, of course. It's Real Women, Real Talk, and Real Conversation. Just, you know, heartfelt conversation about what's on the hearts of the women that join the round table. And we're always so grateful for their candor, for their openness, for their truth. And I hope that it makes your morning just a little bit brighter. And this morning, I'm going to tell you who we're joined by. We're joined by Lisa Campo, our regular contributor, Lamia Solomon, another regular contributor, and Christy Bergeron. And we're going to bring the women up in the next segment. But first, I want to say a big thank you for the people who make this show possible, like Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging, Foster Grandparent Program. You can share today and shape tomorrow, finding something that you're passionate about, something you can volunteer, and something that will be the difference maker in a child's life. You know, we were having dinner, in September, a couple months ago, we were having dinner and in Bunkie, and we walked into the restaurant and DC saw a teacher that taught us and just was a big part of our lives in the restaurant. And she talked about when she sees kids that she taught. I'm talking about Miss Audrey Keller. And she was one of those really, really strong, powerful women in our community that was a teacher that just didn't take any stuff, but she loved on the kids and she was a difference maker. And I say all that to say that people, when you sow a seed into a child's life early, they never, ever forget it. And without fail, and she tells DC, if he doesn't tell her first, to tell her what he always says about her. And he said, you know what, no matter how old I get, I will always remember this bulletin board that Miss Keller had in her sixth grade classroom that talked about manners. Please, thank you, excuse me, I'm sorry, you're welcome. All of those things that are so seemingly minute, and she probably didn't think a thing about it. But every time he sees her as a man, he says, you know what, Miss Keller, you will never know how that impacted my life. I say all that to say, stop sitting on the sideline. Foster Grandparents Program is an incredible way to shape tomorrow. You can share today, and it will absolutely, positively shape tomorrow. Instead of being one of those people that's always talking about what's wrong with this generation, always talking about the kids and what they're not doing and the disrespect and all of the things that we could say about our kids, why don't you be the difference maker? Well, this is how you do it. 318-484-2260. Not only can you be a difference maker, you can put money in your pocket for volunteering. So it could help you a little bit, and it could help a child a lot. Hey, again, Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is incredible. 318-484-2260. Our friends and partners at Hickson Automotive Group. The website, www.hicksandhasit.com. www.hicksandhasit.com, a proud sponsor of this year's 2013 Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, and also First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that they have served for over 60 years. Y'all, I've got to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to come back with our Real Women, Real Talk, and it is going to be an incredible conversation, if I can spit it out. An incredible conversation that you absolutely don't want to miss. Also want to remind you about McDonald's in Pineville. Go help us to raise money. I said it yesterday. I said it the day before. If you could give $1, just $1 out of your lunch money, out of your breakfast money, out of your dinner money, that could be the difference. That could save a life. That could help pay for one mammogram. Wouldn't you want to do it? I thought so. Go to McDonald's in Pineville. Help us to pink it out. Hey, everybody, you're on point. It's Friday. It feels good. I got to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to have Real Women, Real Talk. Stay on point. We're back right after this.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand. Tucker, the King of Swing. Performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live. Mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana.
All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Let them go, boys. They picked up the trail.
The hunt is on, so track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
The credit union with a heart.
Membership required. Offer and discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular? Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana, the town of Cheneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Cheneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Friday, October the 11th. Can you believe it? It's already the 11th. Yeah, this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by the of Oyles Commission of Tourism. Remember, stay and play in of Oyles Parish. Also, our friends at McDonald's here in Alexandria, Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. Get Wired Satellites. Every time I have all of the football channels and all of the channels I love, I thank Get Wired Satellites. If you don't have all the channels that you want, if you don't have HD, if you don't have the best wiring so that your TV does not go out when it rains, then you don't have Get Wired Satellites. You need to phone them at 318-767-2220 for the best wiring, the best savings, and all of the best channels. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Sending Rosa Fields a big O shout out, lots of love, many blessings, and quick, quick recovery, Rosa. But for all of your home, auto, and life insurance, you can phone Rosa's team, 318-487-1881, and also Amerigroup Real Solutions, the real and the best solutions in healthcare.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back. Well, we've got a lot to talk about this morning. And the first thing I want to talk about is Lamia is looking crazy. Why are you looking crazy like that? That's okay. You're going to get it in a minute. First of all, I want to talk about, you know, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Yesterday, we were talking about 90 million women wearing the wrong bra size. And I was asking the ladies where they fit in this 90 million. And I was one of those for a long, long time. And Lisa Campos said that, you, what did you say about wearing the wrong bra size?
Girl, I wear the wrong bra, I'm sure, all the time. The girls hang low and wobble to and fro. It's hard to keep them together.
It is. And especially after you get a little bit older, after you've had your babies, you know, for a lot of us, the breasts just didn't, they weren't resilient. They didn't necessarily.
They're not 18-year-old boobies anymore.
No, they're not. And so we want to encourage everybody to go to Dillard's starting today at 10 a.m. for Y. Cole's Fit for the Cure. And Lamia, you said what about your breast and your bras?
I said that my boobs used to be down to my ankles, but I got them fixed.
You got them fixed.
I got them fixed. I got them chopped off and lifted. And as far as my bra size, I had to go to Dillard's. If you're a heavy set woman and you got big boobs and you need, and you're over 40, you done had kids, they hanging. They hanging. You need to go get them fixed. You need to go get them checked because, for one, it's going to cause problems. You're going to get those cuts by your boobs where the wire, the underwire, is going to cut them.
That's your what Catherine was talking about yesterday.
Yeah, your shoulders, they cut into your shoulders because they're so heavy. You need to have the right size bra so it can accommodate all that.
When did you come to that revelation for yourself that you needed to have the, well, first of all, when did you decide to have a reduction?
January of 2011.
So recent, pretty recent.
Yeah, I was actually a 36G, and I went down
a 36G.
And I went down to a 36C. And it was so funny because when I was in the doctor's office, he said, well, what size would you like for me to bring them to? I said, you know what? Any size I can shop at Walmart. Wow. Any size that I can actually go to a store, because Dillard's is the only person that sells all sizes, really. But any place where I could go to a store and be able to find a bra that I can only pay $20 or $30 for instead of one that I'm going to pay $70 or $80 or whatever.
Being a larger size.
Right, because it was, anytime you're real big and down, you're going to pay more if you get a good bra. And we need that. You shouldn't mind paying it because you need it.
And I said to you, as I was saying, because Lisa and I, and for sure, are small-breasted. Lisa, are you about an A cup? I'm a nearly A cup.
Well, you know, let's just say it's sad that with all the technology we have at hand, that people who are throwing away half of a cup of G of something, you know, can't throw it to the little girls who have like a little cup of A. So, you know.
Her cupeth runneth over.
My cupeth not runneth over. Actually, they do runneth over because, you know, at 41, you know, and two babies later, I was a good mama. And so they're just not 18 and they're all natural.
And we breastfed. And I breastfed.
We did. And I smothered my baby.
You smothered. You had too much.
I had too much. I put it on her face. It covered nose, everything. She tried to grab hold to it. It didn't work.
Bless your heart. Christy, what about your breast this morning?
Okay. Thank you for joining us, Christy. Let's talk about your breast.
Thank you for joining us. Tell us about yours.
Do you think you're wearing the right size bra? We were saying statistics show that 90 million women in the United States are wearing the wrong size bra.
And I believe that. I do.
That's 8 out of 10.
I know. I really do need to go and get checked. I really, really go to Dillard's.
Okay. Well, this is what I said. I said
that I probably am.
I said that I wanted to make this a party and that if every woman would take her girlfriends with her to Dillard's. Now, this is the thing. Most people don't want to go in because they feel like somebody's going to be looking at them. You know, but the
they looking at that. You should be embarrassed when somebody looking at that side tit, as Lisa say, on the side. God. That's when you worry about if somebody looking at you.
That's a good point.
When you got that muffin top at the top of your boobs, where it look like you got two sets.
Let me intervene where I'm being quoted.
But that's good. That is a good point.
When you be embarrassed, you shouldn't be embarrassed and worried about somebody looking at you when you back there getting sized. So you can control all that.
That's good.
I'm being quoted.
Funny.
What I was trying to point out is how some women who have so much abundance of blessing that, you know, They got it in the back. They got it under the mm-hmm. armpit. They got it in the front.
Right.
They got, I mean, you know, their cuff definitely does run it over. And so, you know, it's important to go in and make sure you're wearing the right size bra because, again, like we were saying, you get the cuts in the shoulders. Uh-huh. Yes. And,
so. And for all that extra, if they're going to get the bra, might as well get the Spanx, too.
Absolutely.
May as well.
Absolutely.
Like I said, I just wish they'd learned it
and
with
we're
technology
And we're working
share.
On getting Sarah Blakely on point, the person who is the founder and billionaire of Spanx. Yeah. Yes.
Please let me be here for that because I love her. And it controls everything I got.
But listen, so what I was saying about Dillard's Bra Fit is this. When you go in today, whether you buy a bra or not, you go in and get fitted, they are giving $2 to the Komen Foundation, and then if you actually buy a bra, they're giving more money to the foundation as well. And so this is a way that we can give back. But so, Christy, have you ever personally been fitted for a bra?
That's a no.
It took too long.
No,
that's a no.
Yeah,
that's
no.
So a no.
Yeah, I have to. Yeah, no. I think yeah. No.
And this is what the experts
Never.
Say.
I don't.
They say from 18 years and older, most women are wearing the wrong bra.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a conversation we're not having.
Right.
We're
You're
just
like, it
settling.
Feels right, okay. Or then I think if mine's a little snug, I think I've put on weight or something. So I'm like, oh, that's probably it. Mm-hmm. But I'm probably not wearing the right size. I mean, seriously.
Absolutely. And being a small-breasted woman for years until I started working mm-hmm. at Dillard's and met an incredible, incredible bra fit woman, you know, I had worn the wrong bra my whole life. And when she put me in the right bra, I could not stop showing people my bra and how great, I mean, other women.
You
and how
were flashing people. Hey!
I was. And at the time, I was working at Dillard's, and I was like, y'all, look!
I remember seeing that on CNN, woman at Dillard's flashing clients with her bra.
But my point is, it feels so wonderful when you have the right bra. And then right. a lady called yesterday and said, you know what? That show was right on point. I need to go into Dillard's. She said, you have those women that have been sleeping in their bras forever. Oh, as a large-breasted woman, yeah. Lamia, did you have that?
I did. I slept in my bra because, you know what? I roll over on them.
Really?
They're uncomfortable. Everybody knows. If you have large breasts and you go to sleep, guess where they're going? They're going to sleep. They're going to go on wow. the side of you either way they go. And when you move, they move. So it's better to keep them contained. And, you know, back in the day, the elders would say, if you uh-huh. keep your bra on all the time, your boobs will stay plump.
That's what they said.
They
yeah.
say yeah. after you have kids, they just go away.
Well, and for those women who have had children and they're in the process mm-hmm. of, you know, breastfeeding their children, you go to bed with a bra and uh-huh. the pads and uh-huh. all the fun paraphernalia uh-huh. on. But I'm excited about Dillard's doing this. It's, uh-huh. it's a
Absolutely.
Great opportunity for the community.
It really
and mm-hmm. it's awesome.
It is. It's called Why Kohl's Fit for the Cure. We were so excited about it. And they ask one proverbial question, does your bra fit? And we talked about it yesterday. I thought it bore repeating today mm-hmm. because I know that there are a lot of women, just like Christy, if you've got to think back, like, did I ever get
right.
really get a proper fit? Then probably not. Or if you did, it happened so long ago. That now is a great opportunity where you can go in and you can just give by taking yourself in there. Go ahead, Lamia.
And, you know, another thing is because teenagers these mm-hmm. days, they are more figured
absolutely
than adults, some of the mm-hmm. adults. And so that's a good thing to take your child. You know, my daughter, she's a healthy size girl. And so at 14,
wow.
She needs to go get fitted.
Right. And you need
sure
to take her.
Right.
And you need to take her in as well.
And today's the perfect day. It's homecoming for the junior high, Brame, and other schools. So this is a perfect day for her to go get a bra to go under her dress.
Absolutely. And before I leave bras, and I said this yesterday, I want to say it again. Make sure that you have the right bra for the right outfit. Oh. There is nothing.
Oh, can we go here on that?
Yes.
I do not want to see your black bra through your see-through white shirt. You are not Madonna. This is not MTV.
No, but let me tell you, for a long time, women of color were always told that they needed to wear a black bra.
If you're a little pasty white girl, that is just trashy. Sorry.
Well, a lot of people don't know that flesh tone bras and what the differences are. And I think that if you have a shirt on or if you've got a dress on that is lower cut, you need to find a bra where the back strap is not showing.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Lamia.
Or you, please stop wearing the sundresses that's a halter top and put your bra on.
Oh, yeah.
Just a regular bra instead of a sleeveless, strapless bra.
Right. Look, if you can't support a strapless dress, ladies, then... I say this all the time. I say knowledge is power. Mm-hmm. And we take for granted that people know that if you got a strapless sundress bra, a sundress on, that it's not cool to wear your regular bra.
But they try to match it with the sundress. It don't work.
Right. It just doesn't work. And especially if it doesn't match, that's just all wrong.
And look, we're not placing judgment, but from a fashion standpoint, although we're none of us are fashion experts, I'm going to put that out there.
But you know, it's just
makes you go, hmm,
it's just, it's probably just not good bra etiquette.
It's not good bra etiquette.
You know, and that's all it is. Now, if you choose to do that, I mean, hey,
It's all you. It's good.
Roll with it. But I'm just saying, you know what? When you know better, maybe we ought to think it out and do a little better.
And, you know, I got to say this also. When I was a larger size, I couldn't wear sundresses that were halter top. Only because, for one, ladies, if we do wear a strapless bra, it's flipping.
What do you mean?
It's going to flip. It's going to flip down. Your boots are too heavy to hold it. It'll flip that part down. Right.
Okay.
And so, therefore, don't try it.
Right. And a lot of times, you know, I think that we have become a society that sort of anything goes, and we just feel, and I think that there are certain things that certain people shouldn't wear. And I can remember a lady saying this to me years ago. She said, just because they make it in your size doesn't mean that
you should wear it. Yeah.
And I've always considered that just because they make it in my size doesn't mean that it's okay. And I think that we all kind of have to figure out what's really okay for us. And no, never, ladies, any condemnation. I think when you can laugh at yourself and when you cannot take yourself too seriously, it's great. But I think that for every woman, when I kept going over these statistics, 8 in 10, 90 million women, 80 to 90 million women wearing the wrong bra size, I think that's an issue.
Yeah, very much.
And when you have a company, and also a company that supports what we do, we love to support them. Dillard's has been a supporter of ours, and we love to support the great things that they're doing in the community. It's a great opportunity. And I said yesterday, you could go on lunch before you go to lunch. Usually we go to lunch with two or three people, take them in. The more people that we take in, the more money that's going to go to the Komen research, the more money that's going to stay here in our community. And so I just want to remind you, from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., you can go in and you can get your bra fit. I know we probably do need to take a break here, but when we come back, I want to talk about something that we really only talk about around Thanksgiving. I know it's something to think about. We want you to stay on point. It's real women, real talk, fun conversation, lots to think about. And you know what? As we're moving into very rapidly the new year, what are we really thinking about? You got to stay on point to find out. We're back right after this.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand. Tucker, the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana.
All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk. Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana. The town of Cheneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Cheneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival!
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Louisiana, the town of Cheneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Cheneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival! Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular? Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. 5 or 10. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. Y'all, it's Friday, and I don't know about you, but this morning as the ladies came in, I started thinking, why wait until November? Why wait until Thanksgiving to talk about what you're really grateful for and those people, those things in your life that really make you smile or bring gratitude to your life? And I said, you know, the only time we really start talking about what we're grateful for is around Thanksgiving. And then people come in and they really sort of start trying to contrive things that they're grateful for. But this is the question that I want to ask the ladies. And I want to ask you as well, as you're sitting at your desk listening at www.onpointcxmas.com, or you're listening on your radio, have you ever really thought about what you're grateful for? Those things that in your life that really make your life better. They make the difference in your life. And I said to the ladies, we're always talking about what's wrong. We're always talking about the next thing. Every lady at the table has experienced stress about something. And Lamia, to the point where it's even been so stressful that she has had health issues concerned about it. And so I'm thinking this morning, why don't we create an atmosphere, not only for the roundtable, but for you all as well, that will put us in an attitude of gratitude. And I had a book called The Attitude of Gratitude. And so this morning, Lisa, as I saw you yesterday, you were absolutely radiant. I said, what are you grateful for today?
Well, I just have really, in this last year, tried to turn my focus more towards what really matters most in the world.
And talk about why, in this last year, you turned your focus to what really matters.
Well, I'm a control freak, and I have always, you know, strived for these unrealistic expectations and, you know, the cleanest house, the best holiday decorations, and, you know, the best meals and the best clothes, and I'm going to have it. Mm-hmm. And I really put so much energy into things that really do not determine your self-worth in the world. And in this, I've gone through career changes and with the economy and different jobs, and, you know, it's just part of it. And I have learned that the Lord has been trying to, I think I've been a humble person, but I think he was really trying to break me down to that next level because I was born and raised Catholic. I've always considered myself a Christian. I've always known and believed that the Lord is my Savior. Mm-hmm. However, Weeza was in control and would not let the Lord lead me. And so I've always tried to be like, okay, God, this is what I want. This is what I need. And this is what we're going to do. And he would be like, that's not how it's happening. Mm-hmm. And I would literally beat my head against the wall with frustration because I knew what I wanted. I knew what I needed.
Key operative word.
Yes. I. Instead of giving it to him, letting him lead my day. And a little over a year ago, probably now, you told me you just need to be quiet and sit still and get out of his way. And let him lead your day. You cannot have full control. You don't have full control.
And that conversation, you refer to it a lot. Do you really think that that was a defining moment?
I do.
And how do you think you really heard that and received that?
I can tell you, I was sitting Indian style on the side of my bathtub in my bathroom with the door shut, having this conversation with you over my cell phone. It is that vivid of a thump in the head of a day for me. And I have always loved my children, and I have always loved and adored my husband. But it wasn't until that moment that I felt this empowerment of, I will take them all by the hand, and we will live under a bridge if that's where God intends us to be. I'm going to let him lead my day. I'm going to give him the control. I'm going to stop the insanity and me fighting, constantly fighting. Mm-hmm. And the day has gotten easier. Everything falls into place if I would just stop, and it has.
And so when did you really decided what you were really grateful for and what was really important?
I've known it for a long, long time, and I think it's the proof is in the pudding. My husband and I have been together. We've been together 23 years this December. We've been married 18 years, and so that right there tells me my heart does know what's right because I have overcome the valley of the relationship challenges. However, you are blinded on a daily basis, I think, with trying to pay the bills and trying to cook dinner and pick up the laundry and go to the grocery store and, oh, don't forget the kids from gymnastics and, oh, I got to do my job too at some point during the day.
Right.
And, you know, we wear so many capes as supermom, and it's like we lose the ability to just stop the madness and focus on, turn the TV off, cut those cell phones off, let's sit down at this table and let's talk, or let's hear each other's voices, the texting and the tweeting and the bopping and whatever else was going on, to really have that core time. And, you know, with my daughter now, she's been accepted to Tech and she'll be leaving this time next year.
That's
so
amazing.
There's a lot of emotion with that. And I said to my husband just a couple of nights ago, we were laying in the bed and I said, God, I wish I would have been a different mom when they were younger. Because right now I'm grasping hold to every split second. And I wish that I would have done that when they were smaller, but we're all guilty of
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. And so today, as you fast forward, what do you find that brings you the most gratitude?
My kids and my husband. There's nothing more that fills my heart in this world than those three people.
Mm-hmm. And for you, Lamia, what brings you gratitude today as we think about it?
You know what? It would be, of course, my children. I mean, I think with anyone that's a mother, kids, I mean, kids will just bring you, no matter whether they're good, no matter whether they're bad, you're thankful for those children, their health. I'm thankful for just being alive, being able to sit right here mm-hmm. in this chair and have this conversation, because if I would have been going the same route I was going when I was younger, I wouldn't have been here. I wouldn't have been here.
Mm-hmm.
So God has brought me through and taken me through everything possible so I could sit right here.
Wow. And I want to go even deeper than our kids, because, you know, we assume that everybody is grateful for their kids. But I read an article, and I have literally talked to some people, and this is so politically incorrect, and there are many people that would not admit it, that they are not grateful for their kids and that their kids have not been a source of joy. Yes, there was an article written very much about it, and it has been talked about a lot. Now, I don't know where you fall into that, and I'm not judging, but I want to go even beyond our kids about gratitude, Christy, because it's, you know, if you're one of those mothers that is maternal, chances are you are going to love your kids. And even though they tick you off sometimes and they get on your nerves, you're going to be grateful for them. But even beyond kids, Christy, what are you grateful for? Have you really ever thought about it?
I have. And within the last year, kind of something similar to Lisa of, you know, you just run yourself ragged. You're going and going. And you constantly, for me, it was questioning myself. Am I doing the right thing? Am I in the right job? Am I in the right relationship?
Uh-huh.
What should I do? Should I do this? Should I do that? Well, I want to do this. But, you know, you find yourself, you know, banging your head against the brick wall. And that's when you know that something's not right.
Mm-hmm.
And you have, and for me, I had to stop and say, am I going to continue banging my head against the wall and trying to make something work that's not right, or just let it go?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that happened. So I'm very grateful.
And when did
that
you,
I can recognize that in
but
myself.
When did you realize that? Because I think that that is very much many women's mm-hmm. story.
It's probably close to 2 years now, right before I moved back to
mm-hmm.
Alexandria,
mm-hmm.
because I couldn't keep doing what I was doing beforehand,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't working. And you try to make it work, and I was very, very, very unhappy,
mm-hmm.
extremely, probably the most unhappiest I've ever been in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like Lisa said, once you let it go, things start falling into place.
Mm-hmm.
You find a better job. You find better friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you meet different people, meeting you guys, coming
mm-hmm.
on the show regularly. I've always have loved to do something like this.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have the chance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the network groups that I'm involved
mm-hmm.
in, just, it's like my life has just turned, you know, a different route completely.
Uh-huh.
And I love that. So I'm grateful right now for my life, you know, to
mm-hmm.
be able to see my family more,
mm-hmm.
things like that. That's important to me now.
And you know what I really wanted this conversation to be is about not only gratitude, but your joy.
Mm-hmm.
And over the course of the last probably 2 weeks, we've had some things that have happened in our family, and I really started to think about joy and gratitude and what I was really joyful about and the people in my life that make the difference, that they just show up and they have such humility for humanity. And the things that we don't say to the people that we love, the game changers in our lives. And then I started thinking about what I was really grateful for and what really brought me joy. And sitting here and waking up at 4:30 in the morning, sad as it may sound to many, it brings me joy to do it. It brings me joy to hopefully bring all of you who are listening information, for me to just fill myself with information and to bring it to you, and hopefully to share something with you today and every day that maybe you just didn't know. That brings me such joy to be doing what I feel that God has gifted me to do. You know, that brings me joy. And then I started thinking about
gratitude, the people, and the places and the things that I've been able to do that just make me smile. Like, you know, you'll hear the glee in my voice when I talk about Friday night football. That just brings me joy. Mm-hmm. Just to see the kids, the parents, you know, the camaraderie of people coming together, supporting their children. In every event that I go to, I say, wow, look at the parents. Or sometimes I say, I look over on the other side and I say, wow. And I feel sadness because there are not enough parents. You know what I'm saying? And these are the things that I hope that we can share within ourselves. And so as you're sitting there this morning, and yesterday, you know, God sets up divine appointments. And I went into Walmart just for a split second to make an exchange, to give my mother the keys. I had borrowed her car yesterday. And I met one of my church members, and she was having some challenges because her husband recently went home to be with the Lord, and I knew it was a divine appointment. And when I saw her, I saw the sadness on her face. And so I went over and I embraced her. And she said, it's not a good day. And it's amazing how God sets things up. Now, I was busy. I was running. But I knew at that moment I had to stop and give something of myself. Maybe not words, because when you have had a lifelong partner, there are no words that are going to fix that. But just an embrace and let her say what she wanted to say. She said, you know what? This is hard for me, because when I do this, it reminds me. I say all that to say, are you really telling the people in your life that you're grateful for them while they're here? And I said to Lisa Campo this morning, she asked me, was I sorry I didn't have another baby? And I said, yeah. She said, well, is it too late? I said, well, girl, I'm gonna be 46 years old.
So,
and
she said, hell yeah.
hell to the yes, it's too late. I said, I'm gonna be 46 in just a few days. And she was saying, oh, yay, your birthday, what do you do? And I said, you know, I'm grateful for every day, so I don't necessarily do anything special. And it really made me want to say, what are you grateful for today? Who brings you joy? Even though they can be the source of some of the greatest frustration, but who brings you joy? And are you waiting for Thanksgiving? Are you waiting for a birthday to say, I love you? David Christmas, you bring me joy. He frustrates the hell out of me sometimes. He tells me the truth about myself, but boy, he is my love and my joy. Hey, everybody, you're on point. I gotta get a break here, but we're back right after this.
Credit Union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the OPT Network.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works. Please remember to go by McDonald's of Pineville. Help us to pink out those Pineville McDonald's by purchasing a ribbon. All of the money goes to research for breast cancer. Also, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Don't forget about those free mammograms. Diane Kitts is the contact person, 318-483-4026. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, 3 locations. You can go to any of their locations and help us to fundraise. Please, we're running out of time. Remember, today is the absolute last day to register for the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. You can go to www.komenacadiana.org and register. Come out, y'all. Help support this incredible, incredible event happening October the 19th, 8 days away. Also, Davis One Stop, if you're traveling north or south on 71, help us to fundraise, buy a ribbon, purchase a decal. That's the way that you become change. Well, this morning, we're joined by Real Women, Real Talk, Lisa Campo, Lamia Solomon, and Christy Bergeron. They can't stop talking, and something I said in the last segment struck a chord with everybody. And I don't want you to forget about gratitude, but we can't be grateful without one very important thing, and that is truth. And as I was saying, as much joy as my husband does bring to me, he is painstakingly, brutally honest. And so he's not gonna stroke my ego when I'm wrong. When I'm wrong, he's gonna tell me I'm wrong. And he's gonna be honest with me. And we were saying, why is the truth so painstakingly hard and so really unpalatable? I mean, it just doesn't even taste good. But we always say, tell me the truth. I hate somebody to lie to me.
Do these jeans make me look fat?
Do we really want to know the truth? And Christy, you said what about the truth? If they're cutting your stomach, they do. Christy, what did you say about truth?
The truth does hurt, but, you know, like I was saying earlier, we all want to hear it. We all ask to hear it. It sounds good.
No, we say we want to hear it.
Why? We say we want to hear it, right, because it sounds good coming out of our mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Think, okay, that's the right thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
But do we really want to hear the truth? I mean, if I ask if these jeans make me look fat and Looney were to say, yes, absolutely, what would I do?
Oh, you would want to cut her. You would say, I can't believe she said that.
In my mind. But then I would probably say, oh, okay, well, good. I'm so glad you told me.
But
what the hell am I going to wear?
You say you want the truth. And then when you get the truth, can you handle the truth?
Right. And that's something that I don't think people do very well, is handle the truth.
And why do we think that the truth is a reflection on us being bad or not good enough?
Right, right.
What do you think about that, Lisa?
I just think that we feel internally already what these people are saying to us. We just have not admitted it to ourselves. Why would you ask someone else for the truth when you're looking at yourself in the mirror, you already know it?
No, I don't agree with that, though. Sometimes you can they say you can lie to everybody, but you can't lie to yourself. Mm-hmm. But the mind is such a powerful tool you can lie to yourself. Or not lie to yourself, but you can convince yourself of a thing.
Like justify it.
Yes. You can justify it.
Yeah. But if you dig deep enough down, somewhere in your body, there's one of those voices going, now you know those jeans do make you look fat, but you've done squeezed yourself up in them, so good luck with that.
And if you've squeezed yourself in them, then you justify why.
Yeah, somebody's in your head saying, well, they still fit, so you go, girl. So, you know, you...
But even deeper than that, when you have a boss or you have somebody, and I'm not talking about just anybody, I'm talking about somebody you respect, somebody that you know has your best interest at heart, that doesn't want to hurt you, they say to you, look, I think that in this area, you're having some challenges. You need to grow in this area. And in all of the research and the studies show that when you're going to say something negative to someone, that you tell them all of the good things first that they have done, and then you tell them the things that they need to work on. Well, not only is DC my partner in life, but he is my boss. He is the head of the company. And so he is forced to tell me things about myself that I don't want to hear. And he says, Corlette, you have this mechanism that you put up when you don't want to let something in. And he says to me, I know when you've received something, and I know when you're blocking. And when I'm blocking, it's because I'm protecting myself and I am rationalizing. I am justifying why I did a thing or why I said a thing, because I don't want to feel like at that moment I was wrong. And so that is a real issue when you can't be honest with yourself and you can't allow others to be honest with you.
One of the things that I learned a long time ago when I used to do, and back in the heyday when I did my pageants,
mm-hmm.
and you would get the sheets afterwards, mm-hmm. or you would meet with the judges. In the higher level pageants, you have time to meet with the judges afterwards, and they critique you. And it's what they call constructive criticism session. And I thrived on that. Now, some little girls would come out of there just boohooing.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I really wanted to know, what am I doing wrong? If I am committed to this, if I am going to succeed at this, then tell me the truth. Tell me what I'm doing wrong, because I want to absorb everything I can to improve my abilities. Now, but you've got to be you got to be careful with constructive criticism, because just because someone else does say it, some things are facts and some things are opinions.
Right.
So you've got to have enough common sense about yourself to
But
really
if you have asked someone for their opinion, it is just that. It is their opinion.
It is, and if their heart is in the right place, mm-hmm. and they're not being spiteful with their opportunity you have handed them, then that's an awesome opportunity for you to receive that constructive criticism and grow from it. However, if you've come across a person who does not have your best interest at heart, and you've asked them for their constructive criticism or truth, that cannot turn out so pretty. And that's when hearing the truth, I think, sometimes can really hurt. Thrive on constructive criticism and a real truth, a sincere truth. But be leery of those who have loved for the opportunity for you to say, tell me the truth.
I like that, what you just said. You know, they get that opportunity, that, you know, mm-hmm. that fight. And so that you do have to be
careful.
Was this
a true person in your life? Or have you not really received and understood the role this person plays in your world?
Right.
If it is a true person, then please embrace the constructive criticism and the truth that you've asked for them. But you be careful who you ask it of.
Lamia, I'm going to let you weigh in when we come back. Hey, everybody, you're on point. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And we'll be back right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I'm serious. Hey, everybody. We're back. It's Real Women. Real Talk Friday. And what a I hope you're feeling the energy. So, Lamia, weigh in on truth.
I'm going to weigh in on some serious truth. David just kicked her. David kicked her ass out of here. That's some real truth. Hurry up, y'all. We got to go.
So what?
That's truth. You got to love it for truth.
What is your real truth this morning, Lamia?
You know what? I have to say, I really sought the opinion of Lisa last week. I did. Mm-hmm. And God the more her. She talked to me, I'm telling you, the more she talked to me, the more I was sitting there taking it in. I couldn't even eat my damn biscuit.
I made her a biscuit with jam.
And I was taking in what she was saying, and it was like, how am I going to do this? I know I need to make some changes, but how can I? Mm-hmm. I'm this way. When you're made a certain way, you can't receive it the way you need to receive it and put it all in play when somebody tells you you need to do something. First, in my mind, I was like, okay, I can do a little bit of it. If I change a little bit at a time, then it's going to work for me. Right. And really, the overall truth of what she said, yes, it hurt. I cried because it hurt.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't mean
but
either.
No, she wasn't mean. Mm-hmm. It was out of love.
And it hurt because why?
It hurt because it was the truth. Mm. It was, okay, you know what? You got to take some control of what's going on in your life.
Right.
She was in that place, and so she gave me her experiences. So I was like, you know what? I know I need to do better. Mm-hmm. How am I going to do it? It's good to have the truth, but knowing how to.
The how-to.
The how-to is a big thing.
Right.
And let me just say this, because I believe that there's some people that are struggling with truth this morning. And I gave one of my truths. I said on my last job, my manager called me in, and he was critiquing everybody. And he basically just critiqued me in such honesty that it made me say, you know what, I am not in the right place. But I did not take it as constructive criticism. I took it as he's trying to hurt me, he's being mean-spirited, and I took it in all of the wrong ways. But when I went back and I got gut-wrenchingly honest with myself, let me say this to you, because I feel this in the spirit realm. I feel that there's somebody that's probably on a job that you have made yourself believe that you're doing the best that you can. You're giving it what you've got, but you're really not, because your loyalty doesn't lie there. And so you're doing a half-hearted job, as I was doing. And after that conversation, I went home and I told my husband, I am writing my letter of resignation. I am done. I am wrapped. But it has taken me some years to really realize why I did it. I did it because I wanted to step out of the boat, but I had to be honest about who I was and what I was doing at that moment, and that I wasn't the best that I could be, and that this man was right. So he helped me, but it took me years to figure out I just wasn't doing a good job. You know, was I a great seller? Yes. Did I have great communication skills? Probably so. But I was not the best manager that I could be. And so The truth does hurt because it makes you look at yourself and say, maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe I didn't measure up. You know, it makes you look at yourself, but I'm telling you, and I said to the ladies, I said, if two or more people tell you a thing, whether you consider them haters or not, you need to look at yourself and say, do I do that? Do I do that? How many times, and this is, DC and I have had this conversation hundreds of times, and he said, Carlette, you will not stop and say, do I do that? Everybody is looking like, oh my God. Isn't that something? Do I do that? Am I doing that? Am I what somebody says? Even if they're a hater.
Right.
Because I'm going to tell you something about haters, and I didn't agree with. Yeah, you have to look at who you have speaking into your life, but even a hater will come up with the truth.
Oh, they love to come up with the truth.
I had a hater tell me. Every day she was a hater. She said, you know what? B, because that's how I know she was a hater. The B
that was the first indicator.
That was the first, you know what? You need to watch your mouth. How many times I done heard that? Y'all say, Mia, put a filter.
Right,
put a filter.
Right.
You got to put a filter. And I know that I need to put a filter, but, boy, I'm kind of like that lady on Tough Love. It just sprouts out.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I'm trying to do better with filtering what
right.
I say.
Uh-huh.
But how you see yourself and how other people see you can be
totally different.
Totally different.
Yes. Perception is everything. And,
right.
and, you know, the whole time we've been having this conversation, I have one scenario that's sticking in my head right now. And I don't know if it's because someone out here, out listening, needs to hear this, but I keep reliving this thing that happened. And through the journey over the last, I'd say, 2 years of my career, there would be mornings I would be putting my makeup on, in my mirror, putting my makeup on, and I'd be crying.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband, of course, you know, your spouse is fearing, oh, my God, is she unhappy in our marriage? And he'd be like, baby, what's the matter? And I'm like, I love you, and I love our kids. I love our home. But I am not where I am supposed to be. I am not where the Lord intended me for me to be with my career.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
you
am
can feel
just
that. It's
not.
So, gosh,
and when we're sitting
so
here talking
feeling.
About truth, to be able to be honest with yourself is the most important thing. And be honest with the people around you. Because a lot of times, especially in a marriage or in a relationship, whether it be with your kids or your spouse or a friend, when you're going through turmoil, whether it be with your career or internally about something, you're putting off vibes and energy. Mm-hmm. And it can very easily be misperceived as she's got a problem with me versus, you know what, it's not about you. It is about me. I know I am not where the Lord intended for me to be. I'm not living up to the fullest potential He placed me here to be.
But but see, the whole thing is the question was, why does truth hurt? But once you get past why you do hurt about the truth, you got to learn to be truthful and transparent with yourself. And only I can do that for me. Only you can do that for you. And that's just the way that it is. And I hope this morning, as you hear the music, you know our time is over. These are conversations that I hope when you walk away, they make you say, you know what? I'm bigger, I'm stronger, and I'm better than what I even know. But before I can get there, before I can get really big, I got to get honest with me. And that's really what it's about. Y'all, for Real Women, Real Talk, I want to thank Lisa Campo, Lamia Solomon, Christy Bergeron. Ladies, you guys are always fabulous. Thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network.
Well, I just want to say thank you to all the supporters of American National Insurance with my new agency. For those who are looking for support for life, home, and auto, give me a call at 318-613-4462. And as always, I look forward to hearing from you.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I want to tell everybody about our next Women in Wine. It's this coming up Wednesday, next week, yes, at Janon's. So
Janon's, where's that at?
That's in Boyce.
Wow.
In an old cotton gin.
So all right.
Have it there.
And so that's next Wednesday at what time?
Yes, we're having wine tasting. It's from 5:30 to 7:30. And the chef is preparing, if people want to stay afterwards and eat, a four-course meal for $20.
Wow. That's amazing.
Come and have some wine. all kind of different wines, and then stay and eat for a four-course dinner for $20, and it is so good.
And that's the 16th of October. Yes.
Yes.
And that is my birthday!
We're going to celebrate.
Hey, it is just wonderful.
Hey, everybody. Thank you guys so much. We love you. God loves you more than that. Love yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. And remember, be compassionate to yourself. Change starts with you, and it starts with me. For young David Christmas, for big David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Friday, and we'll see you right back here on Momentum Monday.